الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on living by the Quran. On the subject of living by the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did two things. One is He mentioned to us and He ordered us and commanded us as to how much of our life should be by the Quran, meaning how much of our life should be directed by and regulated by Islam. And in that context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. The ayat is addressed to Muslims. Allah did not say, Ya ayyuhan nas udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. This would have been also grammatically correct and logically correct, because Allah is telling all human beings, enter into Islam fully. But Allah is not doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Muslims to enter into Islam fully. Which means that we must think and reflect that obviously, simply having recited the kalima, or for many Muslims who are born into Muslim homes, if you seriously think, did you ever actually recite the kalima with the intention of entering Islam? I don't think we did. Alhamdulillah, bismillahi ta'ala, we were born in a Muslim home, so we never also worshipped anyone other than Allah. But therefore it means that just reciting the kalima or being born in a Muslim home or having a Muslim name is not sufficient. We have to do more than that. And what is that more? That more is complete. Enter into Islam fully and completely. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. And what is the opposite of that? If someone does not do that, Allah said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So if somebody is not entering into Islam fully, and if that person is leaving some part of his life outside Islam, that part which is left outside Islam, where is it? It's on the footsteps of shaitan. This is the meaning of the ayat. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly said, the shaitan is your greatest and open, clear enemy. Don't get mistaken. Don't be fooled by that. So we must enter into our life, into Islam fully, and this is protection. This is protection. If you leave some part of it outside, then that part of it is in the realm of the footsteps of shaitan. And that will harm you because it is unprotected. So first thing. Second thing is, now say Alhamdulillah, we know this ayat and we say, Ya Allah, I am ready to enter into Islam fully. How should I do it? And for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. See the beauty of this. We began by saying, Allah began this kalam by Surah Al-Fatiha. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, He gave us a dua, and the dua is, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Sirat al-Mustaqim as the Sirat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sirat al-Mustaqim. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same thing, which is, enter into Islam fully. Ya Rab, how should I do that? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Mold your life on the life of my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is entering Islam fully. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Who is this for? The one who hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned before, we only hope for good things. Like nobody says, I hope I will get a flu. I mean, I don't want to take that, escalate that more. But I'm saying, nobody says, I hope I get a flu. If you have a flu, you will say, I hope I will get cured. Right? Nobody will say, I hope I become hungry. Unless you are looking for, you become hungry because you want to eat a wonderful meal tonight, which you are waiting for. That's other than that, nobody will say, I hope I have poverty, I hope I get sick, I hope I have an accident. No, you always hope for good things. So, Yarjullah, the one who hopes for the meeting of Allah. And why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this? Because the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal. That is not going to change. Whether you hope for it, you don't hope for it, you don't want it, you are a Muslim, you are a kafir, makes no difference. You will meet Allah. This is written, and there is nobody in the world who can escape that. So what is the need to mention that? if it is only the meeting. It is not only the meeting. It is this desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who will hope to meet Allah? Only the one who has an expectation of mercy and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who hopes that that meeting will be a good meeting. So, he said, I hope to meet Allah because I look forward to this meeting. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful meeting. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is mentioned as something which is the path that those who hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good way, they should adopt this path of life. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. So see the beauty of this issue of living by Islam. As I said yesterday, we accept this principle in everything in our lives, which is that we accept the, and what's the principle? The principle is that if you want something, you have to do something. If you want something, you have to do something. There is a share market. If you want to get some benefit from the share market, what must you do? You have to invest some money in the share market. You can read about the share market till the cows come home, it will not benefit you. You can do all kinds of analysis and you can be 100% right. You can be the greatest analyst in the world, but you will not get a single dollar in your pocket unless you put money into the share market. Analysis alone does not get you returns. Putting money in the share market gets you return. Right? You can know all about exercise until you do it, it will not benefit you. You can know all about diet until you follow it, it will not benefit you. And this I can, you know, I don't think I have to give any more examples. We know in our life, we accept this principle. We tell our children, study hard because of this. So for everything, we accept the principle that you have to actually do some work. Without action, result will not happen. Why then do we not apply the same principle in deen? Why do we think that iman will come by itself, that yaqeen on Allah will come by itself, the tawakkul will come by itself, that huluwat and sweetness of salah will come by itself, that khushu will come by itself, that taqwa will come by itself? It will not come by itself. Nothing comes by itself. وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا بَعْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, for the human being, there is only that which he strives for. If you didn't make an effort, you're not going to get it. And that is why in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this very clear. You start from the beginning. You say, I accept Islam. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I have entered Islam. What is the first thing to do? Action, which is salah. Action. It's not sufficient simply to say, I have become a Muslim. No. If you have become a Muslim, then pray. You said there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. So therefore, what should you do? Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. Salah. And this salah, how must I do it? To Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not describe the salah in detail. Stand, do this, no? Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pray as you have seen me pray. Right? You say, I must get taqwa in my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala allazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqu. Fast. You want taqwa? You fast. Siyam has been prescribed on you like it was prescribed on people before you so that you become muttaqun. This ayat refers to Ramadan, but fasting is a way of increasing your taqwa. You have wealth, pay zakat. You have wealth and health, go make hajj. For every single thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an action to it. Do it like this. From the beginning to the end. So therefore, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to be lived by. And in order for us to live by that kalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us this kalam, to inform us about the ahkam, and then to demonstrate and show us how they are to be fulfilled. There are two purposes to that demonstration. One is to show us how to do it, and the second one is to establish a witness in favor of us or against us that it can be done. We have to understand this in that context also. It is raining very hard. Do I still have to go to the masjid? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do that? Yes. So I have to go. It is dark in the night. Do I still have to go to the masjid for Salatul Isha or Salatul Fajr? Did the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it? Yes. So go. It's very hot. Ramadan has come in the middle of summer. Do I still need to fast? Did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast? Yes. So fast. Demonstration has two purposes. We sometimes forget the other one. The first purpose of demonstration is to show how is salah to be done. This is how it is to be done. Second purpose of demonstration, very dangerous. Second purpose of demonstration is to establish the hujjah. Is it possible to do it? Is this an instruction which is actually humanly impossible to do? Allah is saying, fly. How will I fly? I can't fly. I don't have wings. No, Allah didn't tell you to fly. Allah said, walk. Second purpose of demonstration is to establish the hujjah. Yes, this instruction is possible to obey. Is it possible to have an appearance like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yes. Is it possible for the women to wear hijab? Yes. Is it possible for you still to do all your work? Yes. Is it possible for you to run your household in a beautiful manner? Yes. Is it possible to live a life which is simple, which has no israf, no show off? It's a simple life, but it is dignified, it's a beautiful life. Is it possible to live like that? Yes. Because otherwise, tomorrow people can complain and say, you know, you gave me an instruction, it was impossible. No. In Islam, there is no instruction which is impossible. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam established this. He physically established this to say, yes, Islam. Allah said, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam fully. Is it possible to do this? Yes, it is possible to do it. Here is the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who did it and who showed it and he established this proof. When we do any new business, launching a new business, the process, you say, well, here is an idea. Then you take the idea, you make a business plan. Then you do a pilot, which is called proof of concept. Is it actually doable? This idea of yours is very nice, but how do I know it works? So before I put all the money into it, here is the same idea on a small scale. See, it is possible. Proof of concept. And once the proof of concept is established, then you can't say it is not possible. It is possible. Now invest. The life of Rasulullah ﷺ is proof of concept. Is it possible to enter into Islam completely? Yes, it is possible. How do we know that? Look at the life of Muhammad ﷺ. That is the reason why I keep on saying over and over and over again that the study of the seerah is so critically important. It's an absolute tragedy that we have stopped studying the seerah. Even in our madaris, the seerah is not a subject. Absolutely shocking. I mean, this is, I don't know how many people even know this. The seerah is not a subject that is taught in our madaris and Darul Uloom. The seerah that the students learn comes from two related sources. One is ahadith and the other one is asbab al-nuzul of the Quran. From these sources, they get bits and pieces of seerah. Do they study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a subject where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered this? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ is a hukum to study the seerah. Otherwise, that ayah makes no sense. The life of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example for you. But you don't have to study it. It doesn't make sense. If that is the best example, automatically it means, therefore study it. Not just read it. Entertainment, just a book. No, study it. Go deep into it. Research into it. Alhamdulillah, the mawad is there. People are, may Allah bless the sahaba, may Allah bless the salaf. People have researched. There is enough and more material. It is our job to study the seerah. Because the seerah is the living tafsir of the Quran. The seerah is the Quran in action. And that's the reason why we need to study the seerah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this instruction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to demonstrate how this instruction is to be followed and to establish proof, as I said, for us or against us. May Allah protect us from having a proof against us established by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where are we going to run? If we fall into that group of people for whom the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes the hujjat against them, where are they going to run? Where will they hide when the hujjat which is established is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those for whom the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a hujjat in our favor, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us and enter us into Jannah بغير حساب. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.